All right, y'all, we got the hurricane back for another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. Y'all already know who I have with me. What's up?
Hey, it's me, DJ. Oh, it's me, DJ K.
You was all ready to hit that. It's me, Jesse and Ari.
If they touch us, they sorry.
Right as the bag of Harry and Philip in the Ferrari.
Right.
But today,
we do have somebody else.
We do have somebody else. So we can't just continue to spin that bit every pot and... go ahead and introduce yourself, friend.
Hi, I'm Logan. I like deep conversations and long walks on the beach. and I guess I'm here.
Not a Tinder
That's
profile.
That's the joke.
It's not.
That is the joke.
It's not.
I don't know. When I introduced myself for like the first time, I was like, hey, I'm the Hurricane or DJ Alex, and my favorite chapstick flavor is peaches and cream. And it wasn't. Peaches and cream tastes like nothing.
It's cherry.
We know.
Don't say that like that. Think about it. Why would you, with such confidence, declare what my favorite chapstick flavor is? Anyway.
Logan even agreed with me.
It's papaya. I like cherry scents. Flavor. No.
You literally like the cherry cupcake. Chapstick flavor. The cherry chapstick brand
I don't
chapstick.
Like the flavor.
I feel like I leave your car smelling like a cherry field.
Okay.
Like
I like the smell of cherry. I like the flavor of birthday cake.
I thought you just said papaya.
Like Kel's drink the
no.
other day, birthday cake.
That was horrific.
The chapstick.
I've never, where do you get these exquisite brands from?
Chapsticks? Me?
I'm not ready to go back on that rant about how they literally named it chapstick. Let's move on.
No, that's like, it's like Q-tips.
I believe,
it's a brand.
Yeah, I know,
and they literally named it chapstick.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What brand's your chapstick?
Like a linguistics thing.
Linguini? Yeah.
Linguistics.
That cook from Ratatouille?
Oh, my God.
So, today, you know...
What was the rat from Ratatouille? What was his name?
Remy. Oops.
I feel like this is a pop quiz, but I already knew it was Remy. So.
Do I need to start raising my hand?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we decided to talk about today was just teachers, what we'd be like as teachers. Teachers we've had, past, present, maybe future. I don't know.
The hurricane asked me a very... heavy-hearted question.
I did.
Are we supposed to have code names?
You're not a DJ.
Well, I want a code name.
Okay.
You can be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to be yet.
Are you going to remember it next time you come back?
No.
But.
Anyway,
but
I didn't
know. The question was like, if you were a teacher, would you rather have your prep be first period, fifth period, or seventh period? And I was like, not first period, because I know you get to sleep in, but then I still, yeah. But fifth period, you would have that hour and a half for lunch.
Right.
But then on seventh period, you could just leave early. But I decided to go on with fifth period, because a lot of times, like, especially like if we have like something going on that day, seventh period usually is always the one to get cut.
I'd want fifth period, because fifth period is never the one to get cut.
Yeah.
So that means when students are being bad in their fifth period, not listening. That's not my problem.
That's like you can't
eat lunch.
You can't cut fifth period because it's lunch.
Right. Also, I feel like kids are like the worst coming back from lunch. So like Certainly. You would not have to deal with that period.
Definitely.
Like, are you talking about the worst at getting back to the classroom?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because first, and it doesn't matter when, because they're either going to have that like, ooh, we're about to go to lunch buzz, or they're going to have that, ooh, we're back from lunch. We either have, like, the itis, or we just don't like you anymore. We want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So I feel like having fifth, because the only reason for seventh was just going home early.
Right.
But once you think about the fact that fifth period will never, ever get cut, it simplified it so much more.
Yeah,
and it would definitely be fifth period for me.
But
that's an hour and a half.
Yeah, and the topics of teacher stories, though, Logan does seem to have one for us today.
I sure do.
Spit the bars.
This stuff made me feel like I am straight up living in a dystopian future, okay? So, are we allowed to... So
no names.
No names, okay.
No names unless you talk about them in a positive light.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's positive, but I guess I'm going to go neutral. So, basically... I have an econ class, obviously. I'm a senior. We need to take it to graduate. And in my econ class, we came across the topic of stocks, as one does in an econ class. And did you know, in front of the New York Stock Exchange, there is, in fact, a third animal statue, and there's that animal statue is Harambe.
There's two before?
There was two before. It was the bull and the bear. It was like a like a stocks thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
I was in I'm like the thought of the wiz. I was like, oh, is it like two lions?
No, it was it's a bull and a bear, and I guess that
and they added Harambe to the
and they added Harambe to it, and apparently
what is it
people have been walking by and throwing bananas. They have been throwing bananas at this statue.
Why? To like feed?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they say
much.
It's because the stock market and the brokers are going bananas.
No. No, I'd quit my job if I was in there. And they're
imagine
over there
being the janitor, and they're like, "All right, so
you got to clean up all these bananas.
Task, clean up the bananas
because they're going bananas in the office,
bro." Imagine like you just had a really bad day at work.
You just lost like $50K.
You're
in
just trying
in the
to go home,
office.
Get to your wife and kids, go to sleep. You walk down the stairs, banana peel.
Okay, because as a kid, like, I was always one of those, like, I wonder if you can really slip on a banana peel. And then I never tried it, because what? But y'all know that video, like, we've all seen the video where he's, like, running over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that made me want to be on some. So, yeah. Imagine if someone's like, here's my banana peel. It hits the step. You want to go home. You've lost all your money to the stock market. And then you fall on the way out.
I would.
Because I just definitely feel like they have some very intricate stairs.
Yeah,
some
like
real
the little marble
like.
Ones.
So you got to hit every step.
So already slippery.
You got to hit every step upset.
Imagine like sliding, the banana peel is on the top step and you're like sliding from the top step to the bottom step.
Yeah.
Then you get up, you try to brush yourself off, you slip up to another banana peel.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad because you're on the base. But I feel like, it would be worse. Like,
I mean, it depends on the severity of it to me of, like, does that area still count as work? Because as long as it happened while I'm at work, y'all have to reimburse me for the charges because it's work-related injury.
I feel like for me, it'd be more of, like, if it was a banana, I fell all the way down these weird, fancy little steps that y'all put outside the stock office, and then I get to the bottom and someone's just, like, laughing.
And
they're going bananas
no,
in the office.
You know what make it, do you know what would make it worse for me? 12-year-olds recording me.
I don't even care about recording. If I got to the bottom and there's some 40-year-old woman on some, they're going bananas in there, aren't we? I just slipped down this whole flight of stairs. I feel like by force, like no matter what happened when I got to the bottom, I'm punching the first person I see.
You just pushed the Harambe statue. Now your back is all bruised. You got a mild concussion, and now your fist hurts because you just tried to punch this bronze statue.
No, I would decide.
What is it made out of?
Harambe needs to die for a second time. Actually, I think.
Do you know what the statue's made out of?
It's like bronze, or it's like metal.
So it is bronze.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Is it like? Hold on. I'm trying not to go too into detail because I'm getting in trouble. We're gonna have to take this down. Does Harambe have?
If what's
you know
what's,
that
does Harambe have a mini Harambe? A banana of his own?
I don't believe so. I was so baffled by the fact that there was a Harambe statue outside the New York Stock Exchange.
You didn't think to ask if you had a little gorilla?
No, I looked it up. I didn't.
Why would they put that on the...
I was asking because, you know, when, like, a statue has been there for a while, people will, like, rub it from their eyes, and that part will change colors. So I was like, imagine, okay, that was a person. Oops. Imagine, like, you look up, and you just see, like, Harambe's bronze banana.
No, I was thinking, like,
this part out.
What was that? It was... Okay, you remember, like, history? I had to hear 8th grade. There's that, like, David statue. Y'all don't know the David statue?
With the little...
Yeah.
With the little David? Yeah.
No, like...
You said with the little David, and then I knew. But before, I had no... The one where he's, like, swinging the disc?
I don't really
like
remember what he's doing.
He's missing, like, parts of his legs and stuff, right?
But I remember, like...
Would that be Achilles?
Oh.
No.
Well, I know all of them Greek statues had little
people.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember because my teacher was on like some. I can't put this in the thing. So, yeah, but there's a statue of him, And so they were like on some in the bathroom, like after David said you. But if I was David after that statue, I'd die. Also,
what are you talking about?
You like, know, you know about David's
David? And you know, if I were David's statue, personally, if I were David's statue, I would just die.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
if duh. I were David, I would just die.
Because I'm gonna look at
him wrong with that one.
I'm gonna look at my sculpture and be like, for real?
This is how you depicted
well,
me.
I'm immortalized with this.
Like in Greek culture, it was like it was more desirable.
But it's
to have
in a museum.
A little.
Also, I really want to go. Part of me wants to go to the David of Michelangelo. I want to go to their museum.
Isn't that? Like
out of country,
right? That is like in Europe or something.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to the museum just to get harassed.
Oh, why?
Because okay. They never were like sculpted with clothes. Like it was rare.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, it was a different time. Like,
it's also really hard to sculpt clothes.
It is hard to draw.
You got a B-Lone shirt on. Just hit this V in real deep.
Real.
I want to get like a sculpture sculpted.
Back of you
out of rock,
yeah,
of you,
but like clothed.
Are you gonna?
What would you wear?
You should move it
what
to
would
the
you
dolphin
wear
house.
If you were a sculpture.
You should move it to the dolphin house and change all the dolphins to you.
If I were a sculpture, I don't know. I'd probably like. Well, okay, because it's really a hard thing. Because one, you have to think this is gonna be an all gray. So like, even if I put on like some hard fit, they're gonna be like, "You had on slacks and a shirt." I don't know. I feel like that was another reason why they were always like portrayed naked because it's really hard to put like characteristics.
Also, they just liked being naked. I feel like they were all just
this
like
is
everything
topic.
Out. Oh, I was gonna bring it back.
We're
to
reading
teachers.
Macbeth.
It pulls back.
Staying on school. We're reading Macbeth in my English class. Also, my English teacher is my favorite teacher. Shout out Miss Calbera and Mr. Cash.
You was like,
but so we're reading it, and it was telling like the story. So we watched the play, and in the play,
yeah, watched it,
not the whole thing, but like, so we have the little paper, so she'll show some of the movie instead of just reading it.
I got some bad nay-nay bad kids like in my English class, so we don't get nothing done. Like,
yeah, no,
at all.
We have about six people daily, but so this dude is literally like, "Dad, this is the dude who saved my life." Dad's on like some, "You did that. Tell us your sign of glory, oh dear captain." He's bleeding out.
Oh. Fun.
So he's on like the palace floor, like drenched in his own blood, and they're like, "So what? Tell us the story." And they're
spoiler alert.
And he's like,
"Kyle, geez,
what if someone has not read this 1,000-year-old?"
He's on some like Macbeth saved us, like Macbeth did it. It was Macbeth and somebody else, and he's like, "Tell me more." And in one part, he literally goes, "I'd love to." It's like a dash. He's like, but he basically goes, "I'd love to, but I'm bleeding out." So the king's like, "Take him to the surgeon," and then continues to talk, and he never goes. So I think he dies.
Fun.
But the fact that it was on like some, because, well, I guess then like talking to like the king directly. So he's also dying out on the floor, like talking to the king's son. And he's like, "Talk to my dad. It's okay. You can do it."
Just,
it's okay.
Don't worry. Just do it.
And he's just fighting the urge to be like,
"You up.
I know y'all see me bleeding out on the floor. Can y'all?" And then somebody comes in like reading a scribe or something.
He'll probably say some, "Don't worry, the maid will clean it up."
It was on like some Hamilton behavior. Also, y'all know the TikTok song was going, "Gotta go, gotta," that one?
Yes. Yep.
I want Lin-Manuel to make a different song.
No.
I don't think he's capable of it. He has one song.
He
one
has
song,
everything.
Different words.
Everything just sounds like Hamilton. Like, even like, it was to the point where what I kept hearing it, and I was so sure I've heard it before. I was like, I've heard this.
This is Lin-Manuel's Miranda thing. Miranda's thing. This is like gonna be a horribly simplified version because I am not a music person. And if any of my music friends are listening to this, that's on you. Just pick a different pod. So his whole thing is like, it's like da 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 da, and he likes to get faster, and then he'll cut the music
and then talk, go a little talk bit, and then come back
at a lower, at the same speed, and then start slowing it down. He does this every song, and you can't be like, oh, well, in Hamilton, some song, even Dear Theodosia,
even Wait For It,
no Hamilton song that you like, oh, is above that
same thing.
Is it that? Unless it's a girl song.
Unless it's Burn. Yeah, I was going to say, unless it's, oh, Burn, she ate that.
Is delicious. She ate
that. I love that.
I would have believed that she gate kept it from him. Like, right. I think he was like, let me put that Lin-Manuel, and she was like, no.
Sorry about that.
I'll come up with the word for this one, because
you will not be talk rapping during my moment.
She just like, I don't care. Like,
and have you heard the Burn draft, first Burn? I think where it's like, so. All yes. the Eliza. Oh, okay. This is because good.
I don't know. Okay. On a Eliza and Aaron Burr should have gotten way more single talking time.
I thought you were going to go Eliza and Aaron Burr should have gotten together. I was like, that's not how history works.
No.
Bringing us back to lambs over here.
Eliza and Aaron Burr, like the people who portrayed them, their voices were so good that they should have got like more.
I need Lin-Manuel.
I was so sick of him talking.
Okay, my thing is, Lin-Manuel Miranda was nothing
by the time
before Hamilton. But Leslie Odom Jr. was something.
He was already there.
He was a rapper. He was in movies. And you
silenced him to one song. You would have let him. Song.
First of all, you, listen, I get it. You're Caribbean. It's beautiful. Great. How about you let the person who's been rapping for 20 years
say a verse.
Rap once.
Let him say once. A verse. Let him say something. Okay, because even.
And then you listen to like a Leslie Odom Jr. song and you like, this go crazy. Where was he in Hamilton?
Even in Dear Theodosia, okay? Because I'm like, I love it. And then here comes Lin-Manuel rhyming son with son.
This man literally goes, three times.
My son. Look at my son. No. No.
No. I'm...
It truly, like, it brings out another level of anger because, one, how you gonna write this play, cast yourself,
as the main character.
As the main character, and then never shut up.
You gotta have some serious ego. You know the way
you were the main character, never shut up, and then you were also on some, like, okay, bring it in, crew, bring it in. Because you're also the director?
I think he's also the producer.
He is.
Jesus.
So, you gave yourself every role and then was like, this feels like me.
And then...
That's so me moving out the
and
island.
And then... Go. So, Lin-Manuel Miranda has his posse. And even if he doesn't have all of them, he will always have Anthony Ramos with him. So, in 21 Chump Street, he's like, hey, this is only 20 minutes, and I don't want 20 minutes of glory. Anthony Ramos, you take that. Also, you look way younger than me. And you're like, cool. So, you're not going to be in it? No, I'm the principal.
No, I'm
the main narrator.
Even
actually.
Or in the new one, in
What's
the Heights.
The new one? Into the Heights.
He got a whole song about being an ice cream man.
Into
so
the
he
Heights.
Had a whole song.
And he still brought Anthony Ramos and whoever played George Washington.
Like
with
he'll never.
But he never brings Leslie Odom Jr. Actually, if I was Leslie Odom Jr., I would have worked.
He'll
with him
never
again.
Come on to the first. Like he won't give himself in anything else. He won't give himself like a big role. But he'll always give them like he'll be like, oh, I can't have the main role. But will take it.
He just wants something that can, like, be the reins on, like, everything. Like, he wants to be able to, like, backseat drive for whatever character.
Well, because you can even tell on, like, everything that he's more of, like Hamilton. He should have never been Hamilton. Because you can tell because on everything else, he's always more the producer.
Can you imagine if Anthony Ramos was Hamilton?
Can you imagine if anybody else was Hamilton? Literally.
Honestly, in all honesty, I don't think I could. Because... His voice is just
he's just so oppressive.
Right? Like
you're like,
okay, have y'all seen the
like,
Disney
you
play?
Say the, try to imagine here
you
what Hamilton
say
would sound
the
like.
Word Hamilton, no. And Lin-Manuel Miranda slaps you in the back of the head and goes, no, me. I don't even remember what Alexander Hamilton looks like. When I think Hamilton, I think Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Have you seen the, what is it? The actual play on Disney. Disney
no.
Plus?
Yes, I watched it with Natalia the day it came out, and I was, like, pissing crying at one point because, like, it was at one point when he just looked into the camera, and I was like,
no.
Hello?
I think my part was, y'all know in the song where he asks Eliza's dad for a hand, mm-hmm. and he's like, yeah, and he's on some... I don't have no money. I don't have no job. But you know what I do got? Nothing. But I got this love in my heart for you. And my mom died, and I haven't had a family.
Okay.
He really pulled up with that. I'm actually neurodivergent and a minor.
Yeah, he was also
bringing it, like, away from, like,
just him
as being Hamilton and bringing it more to Lin-Manuel Miranda as an actor. So when Eliza and Aaron Burr have a moment where they need to, like, fake cry, they're good at it. When Lin-Manuel Miranda does it,
I'm talking about,
he just gets a little bit misty-eyed and looks at the camera.
He gets misty-eyed.
He'll get, like, this distant look. He's just, like, off.
He gets misty-eyed, and he's on, like, some...
Like, what he tries to do is he tries to make up this lie that he's a pretty crier. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I bet when everyone was spreading that picture of you smirking and biting your lip, you were not pretty crying.
He got, like, the snot coming down his nose.
Curling over and asking your wife to pet you.
No.
Because you couldn't handle it.
But you know the part I'm talking about.
Aaron Burr, he was like, he choke on it. Eliza, she choke on it. She, like, bite her lip. Like, clearly she was a pain. When he wants to get misty-eyed, he just kind of lick his lips.
No. Not even, like,
but do you know the part that I'm... No. Do you know the part that I'm talking about, though? Like when he's like... Because... It's how the emotion changes, because in the soundtrack, it doesn't, like, in the soundtrack, I've always listened to it, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. But then I saw how he portrayed that in the play, and he literally does the little misty eyed thing where he's on, like, some da 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 da. Oh, I can't think of the words. What does he say? Oh, he's like, I grew up without him. I grew up Buck Wild, that part. And he just looks at the camera and goes, my mother left. No, it's when he does the, but as long as I'm alive, that part.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's when he does the look, and he's like, like, bro, no.
How did you do the, like, exact thing that he does? Where he just kind of looks up a little bit, yes. And he's just like.
He just makes the ugliest faces. Okay. Also.
So I, hold up, my bad. Sorry to take this of you. Look. But I went to go see Hamilton.
Oh, you did? I remember.
In D.C. But it wasn't the original cast. So it was like, it was different people, but of course they were trying to, like, beat themselves. But I'm telling you, everyone's performance was amazing. And it had me thinking, maybe Lin-Manuel Miranda wasn't made for that role.
He wasn't. He literally made the role. I'm pretty sure I read something where he did casting for it and then was like, I need someone to play Hamilton. And then people showed up and was, like, singing and stuff. And you know how big of an ego you have
to go, to look at I have to do it.
To put out casting. Listen to thousands of people sing a song. And I feel like I know for sure the song was, what's his first song?
Was it My Shot or something like that?
No, not My Shot. Where they give the money for him to get to New York.
I know the one. Because remember, he was, like,
pause. Take your time.
No.
You're about to do that Lin-Manuel type rapping.
No. No, I gotta find the name of it.
No, it's literally the first song in Hamilton.
Yes, it's literally the first
song.
That's
how you know everybody's
skipping
it. I
am going to be real with you. It has been a long time since I have actually sat down and listened to
Alexander Hamilton. That's the name.
Oh my god.
That's what it's called.
But it's literally in that part. I feel like he had them sing that part. So for you to have called thousands of people, because people wanted to be in it. So you called thousands of people, had them sing to you, and then you went home and was like, you know, honey.
I don't think it's it.
None of them can compare.
So hold on. Can someone look up how old Lin-Manuel Miranda is? I'm assuming he's in his, like, 30s or something. Either way, he doesn't have the spunk to cast himself as a young, smoky guy. Because the reason that Hamilton was so good to me when I saw it, it was like a 22-year-old, like, black man. So anytime Alexander Hamilton should be jumping around, that dude was jumping around.
That man is 41.
So, it's giving, like, have you guys seen,
I know,
like,
you got young enough people to cast to where you could have been, like, you. But you were like, no, I know the perfect person. Also,
so y'all know how, like,
imagine being one of the people who went out for the audition and you go back to look at the cast list because they're like, cast list are posted, and it's the dude who literally picked the rest of the cast.
Do you think that, like, these people, when if they had a Disney Plus subscription, when they saw that it was coming to Disney Plus, they just canceled it?
I would. I would if I was like, you know, I went all the way to Broadway. I traveled to New York. Just to audition,
and you're telling me the director.
I wouldn't have been mad if somebody else got the part. I knew that was a possibility because thousands of other people auditioned.
Why did
you.
But why did, how did you get that? How did you get that?
So bringing this like last note back to teachers, I have had multiple teachers, though now it's like, oh, I'm going to see Hamilton, or oh, I did go see Hamilton. They always have this like salt in their voice. Because it was like a kind of like a, like when I told Mr. Maurer, I was like, oh yeah, I want to go see Hamilton. He did that thing that, like, you know, that male teachers do where they go, really? Nah,
you can't tell a history teacher that.
So he sat back and he looked at me.
History teachers felt like, personally victimized by Hamilton.
But, like, one time, he was, like, doing a quick review of the American Revolution. He felt the need to call me out. He was on some, well, I'm sure Alex knows all about the American Revolution. Sir?
Even when they teach about Hamilton, here's how you know it's bad. Here's how you know he's burned his ego into my head. Even when they teach about Hamilton, I see Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Nah, you can show me that the bill that Alexander Hamilton is on. I'm gonna go like, no, that's not right.
That's not right.
That no.
Where is his smirk?
Where's
like, and then the fact that they went to like Washington and to the White House and did it.
I'm sorry. I just remembered the guy who plays Thomas Jefferson's last straw was Trump seeing the show. Like, everyone else who left was like, I'm too old for it now. Lynn, I'm too old for it now. No, I've grown out of it.
To do it.
If he was like,
if the rest of the cast didn't leave, he'd have been like, number 87 starring me.
He's like turning gray. Like, normally they use makeup to turn a character old. I feel like they made use makeup to turn him old. And then when it was like at the point where he was at the end of his life, they just told him to take off the makeup.
No.
He'll need like, it'll be like a cast list, but his name is like every single character.
No, also, here's the thing.
Awesome, you know, one man show.
You know how you can also be like, his ego is so big because, like with the, he takes his posse with him. He literally gave one dude two roles.
You're right.
He gave both of his like number one people. Well, not both of them.
Wasn't it like his son?
Yeah, Anthony Ramos. David Riggs and Anthony Ramos. He gave both of
Davey
them.
David Diggs.
He was Thomas Jeffrey? Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
And then he was the
friend. Lafayette.
He was Lafayette. And then you had him being like the first, dude for the revolution of African American free slaves.
No.
Lawrence.
John Lawrence.
And then you were like, okay. And then you killed him twice. You casted him a second time to kill that man twice. Also, he's a little too old to be playing your son.
No, he wasn't. He looked just right. It's just that Lynn looked old.
No. It's that they put him in that little tidy suit.
You knew it had me messed up. When they had this grown man playing his four-year-old self on some Bento twice. Bro, you are grown. You are almost taller than Eliza.
That was my whole thing.
You're trying to play like you don't know how to
Like, that was, okay, because when he grew up, it matched. But when you had him playing a kid for his ninth birthday, and he's on some.
Didn't they have him in a crib at one point? Or am I tripping?
You're tripping on that. But for you to have this grown man.
I was thinking of the scene where I guess they couldn't. So if you go see Hamilton or if you watch the production, they have one table that is too many things. So when Lawrence is on his, when his son is on his deathbed.
He's on the table?
He's laying on the table.
No!
So I thought crib, my brain thought of him laying on this hard table trying to crick his neck up and sing on some pop.
Oh, no, I really don't care. This is my last point to hit because Hamilton just enrages me. But I really don't care what you say because Hamilton killed it. Hamilton got his son killed for to keep Eliza because she was ready to leave him. Eliza was ready to leave him.
He wanted that point to bring him back together.
Eliza was ready to leave him and he was on some, Dad, I was defending you. Dad, I was defending you. And he was like, how do I shoot? Like, a reasonable parent would have been like, you know absolutely nothing. You went to boarding school. He literally went, they don't teach you this in boarding school. So he's on some, because even when Eliza comes into the room and he's, like, on the hospital bed, and he's on some, and Eliza comes in on some, Eliza, she's like, did you know? He's like, shh.
Can we talk about how much better Eliza's reaction was than his?
Because like, he knew it was going to happen.
In the production, she screamed and everything. Hamilton, who set the whole thing up, was just kind of like, oh no, Philip, how did this happen to you? Shut up.
That's how I'm saying he knew that it was going to happen, because he's literally on some, I know. Like, Hamilton was literally talking. Like, he's like, oh, Eliza comes in. He looks at Eliza. She's like, Alexander, did you know? He's like hushing Philip. This man is about to die. He is on his deathbed, bro, and you're hushing him?
What I am not gonna get over. I feel like Lin-Manuel Miranda kind of had that like Adam Sandler effect, where you know where Adam Sandler will cast himself with like a really beautiful woman.
Yes. 50 first dates. I don't even got time to get on that. I think we should wrap this up.
Definitely. Probably. Logan, it has been a pleasure having you here.
We're going to bring Logan back again.
This is the most entertaining podcast we have had since that one. Whoops.
You guys think I'm entertaining?
I don't even remember what we were talking about. We was going off for no reason.
I know it was really fun. But this is, we've had two guests in our whole, three, and they were all.
Am I better than them?
We've had to delete them, Logan.
We've had three guests. The first
they
one.
They probably think we've had. I don't think we posted any of
them. The first one was like here.
I'm just special.
The second one was literally just yelling. It was Coach Hoffman. And the third one was.
One of them just walked out too.
I hope my sound levels were like, all right.
Also know how to speak. It's not hard to speak into a mic.
Definitely not. But thank you for listening to another episode of Awards
Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is.
Peace. Love you.
Deuces. Y'all.